Hello, everyone. Today is Tuesday, October 31st. I'm Ryan Hill.
John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and you guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a great review on iTunes or Spotify, absolutely nothing less than 5 stars for
absolutely
any reason. We are going to leave a link in the description of this podcast so you can do just that. And today's verse of the day is coming to us from 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 through 5. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ."
Interesting that we are waging warfare against mm-hmm. things that exalt themselves against God, and immediately mm-hmm. we're brought to bringing every thought into captivity.
That's exactly right.
Because what is bringing those accusations and what is bringing itself, exalting itself against God, but our own mind and our own pride?
Yeah, we like to think that we're champions against circumstances of life, all mm-hmm. the strongholds of the enemy and all those mountains that we're going to move and all those things and that happen to us, you know, and Christ is the champion of those things. At the same time, before we came to Christ, we were just as much enemies of the cross as any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times those old habits and those old hangups rear their ugly heads. And so we bring those thoughts into captivity because they also are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. And
That's
we don't
right.
like to face the fact that it comes from within us.
That's right.
Yeah. It's Halloween.
It is.
It is. And we're celebrating today. We didn't even wear no costumes.
Celebrate. I'm dressed as a
You're dressed
person
as a
from
cool,
the 90s.
Yeah. I'm dressed as like a worship pastor who's trying too hard with the chain and the denim jacket. And it's got like the white fringe. I was going to do mustache and shave everything else, but I was like, why not? I've never been a dress upper.
Yeah, I know you're not a costume guy.
But I will tell you what I am. I'm a candy guy.
Mm.
I like Halloween candy.
Yeah.
I think I like that candy, but for some reason it always tastes better when I go to someone's house and I'm like knocking on the door and I'm like, "Trick or treat, give me the candy." And they're like, "How old are you?" And I'm like, give me the candy.
Listen, don't worry about how old I am. I follow protocol. I could be in costume for all you know. I could be a 4-year-old piloting a mech suit that looks like an adult.
Right.
Happy Halloween.
And
give me
candy. Obviously didn't mean to kick the door in, but I'm just saying, like, I'm here for the candy.
Yeah.
I've got like 50 other houses to hit. Now
how old
this old
I am is none of your business.
She's scared. She's calling the police.
Of course.
And now I'm in the hurt. Like,
now nobody's
cabinets.
Having a good time.
Yeah, I'm in the cabinets like rubbing in for candy. What's the best Halloween candy?
Halloween specifically or just like,
I guess just the best candy. Like if you're trick or treating,
yeah.
Ideally,
what's
coming in your
win?
Little pumpkin
like what's
bucket?
The oh man, yes.
Yeah.
I love some Reese's pumpkins. You know, they have like the special shaped.
No.
They're Reese's cups that are shaped differently.
Let me look.
They have one that's a pumpkin, and they have another one that's a Christmas tree that's available at Christmas time.
What?
And then the egg that's available in Easter.
These cannot be stuff that they had when you were trick or treating.
100% yes.
No way they.
Yes,
had Reese's
absolutely.
Pumpkins.
Uh huh. Yeah, they did. I remember.
Okay.
Yeah. Those were good. I always loved getting, what was it? I can't remember what it was now. It was a Nerd Rope.
Oh, the gummy with the nerds
on
it?
With the gummy in the inside. Those were good.
I say I'm more of a chocolate guy. I'm not really a candy, like sour, stretchy, gummy guy. I guess I like that a little bit. That's how Ellie is. Ellie's like sour candy all the time.
That's why I like
I just like
candy.
A simple chocolate. I think Twix. Twix is one of the best
Twix is
Halloween
very good.
Candies you can get.
Twix is very good.
People don't really give out Crunch a lot. I think a Crunch bar is my favorite candy of all time, but I never really see it at Halloween. It's always Twix.
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls are right out.
Yeah, just throw those out.
If you give Tootsie Rolls at Halloween, you're almost as bad as people who give fruit at Halloween. Some people be giving like apples and stuff.
Here's the tier system. Tootsie Rolls,
uh-huh.
off-brand like hard candy,
uh-huh.
and fruit.
Yeah. Yeah,
and like then below that is like toothbrushes.
Yeah, you.
If you're a person that gives out toothbrushes at Halloween, just turn your porch light off. Like, don't even hand anything
don't
out.
Don't participate in Halloween.
It's not your day.
Because people don't. Yeah, this is not for you. You're not proving a point. These kids want to eat candy. They want their teeth to rot out.
Nobody cares about cavities on Halloween. Nobody cares about them.
They want their mouth to hurt when they wake up in the morning.
Right.
That's what they want.
Yes.
David, what's your favorite Halloween candy, bud?
That's actually a good question. If I'm doing like a chocolate candy, I think my favorite would probably be just M&M's, something simple.
Yeah.
Just regular M&M's?
Yeah, regular M&M's.
Okay. Like good. Peanut M&M's?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't either.
If I'm doing a fruity, it's going to be Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike's?
You get Mike and Ike's a lot for Halloween? I don't really.
I don't really get them a lot, but when I do,
sometimes they'll have them in those little boxes, like they have Mike and Ike's or
like the little individual
dots or those little tiny little cardboard boxes.
Dots are
packages.
Good. I didn't even think about dots.
Dots are good.
That's one of the gummy candy that I do really like.
Yeah,
can
they're kind of mild.
Can I give Halloween advice?
Yeah,
for anybody,
sure.
y'all gave your advice about don't give out toothbrushes.
Yeah.
If you have the money and you really want the kids to like you, give out full-size candy bars.
I was going to say that. The best, it wasn't like a specific candy, but the best houses were the ones who handed out full-size candy bars.
Instead of like the little fun-size ones?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I understand. But it's Halloween.
When you're a Christian kid, see, I didn't grow up Christian, but I imagine when you're a Christian kid, you come to that crisis of faith when you get there and like they're not coming to the door, but there's a bucket that says, please take one.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, ooh. I could reach my little fat fist in here and pull
please
out like five
take,
and nobody would ever
please
know.
Please take one bucket full of candy.
Yeah.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, you can't put out rules at Halloween like take one and then expect kids not to take like five or six. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up to get your house egged tonight. Did you ever egg someone's house?
Never.
Never egged your house?
Never did.
I never egged someone's house. I egged a business once.
We didn't ever egg anyone's house, but we would often, like my friend group in high school, we pranked each other's cars.
That's kind of fun.
We did that.
Yeah. On Halloween or just?
No, just fun.
Just fun.
Just
cause. Cool.
Just cause.
Well, what's your favorite Halloween candy? I want to know.
Write in and let us know and give us some suggestions because I got a sweet tooth now.
Or send in kinda, some.
Yeah, or send
or
us some
send
candy.
Some candy. Yeah.
Send in the mail.
Send us some
PO
candy.
PO Box Clearview today.
Write in and let us know what your favorite Halloween candy is. 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We're going to get Dr. Shah and we'll be right back.
Well, good morning, afternoon, evening, Clearview Today listeners. My name is John.
And I'm David.
And we just want to take a quick second and let you know about another way that you can keep in touch with Dr. Shah's work. And that is his weekly podcast series, Sermons by Abadan Shah, PhD.
As a lot of you may know, or maybe some of you don't know.
If you don't know, you do now.
And if you don't know, then maybe just hop off the podcast.
David.
I'm just playing.
Hop off the podcast.
I'm just playing. Keep listening. Dr. Shah is actually the lead pastor of Clearview Church in North Carolina. Every single weekend, he preaches expository messages that challenge and inspire us to live God-honoring lives.
Well, one of the four core values of Clearview Church is that we're a Bible-believing church. So every sermon is coming directly from Scripture, which is great because that guarantees that there are timeless truths that are constantly applicable to our lives.
This is a great resource because whether you're driving, whether you're cleaning the house, whether you're working out, you can always benefit from hearing the Word of God spoken into your life. And God's Word is always going to do something new for you every time you hear it. Sometimes it's conviction, and sometimes it's encouragement. But know that every time you listen to God's Word, you're inviting the Holy Spirit to move and work in your life.
You guys can check out the Sermons by Abadan Shah, PhD podcast. First and foremost, check it out on our church app. That's the Clearview app. You can get that in the Google Play Store. You can get that on iTunes. But you can also find the podcast on the Apple Podcast app or on our website at clearviewbc.org. And listen, if you've got a little extra time on your hands, you just want to do some further reading, you can also read the transcripts of those sermons. Those are available on Dr. Shah's website, abadanshah.com. And we're going to leave you guys a little link in the description so you can follow it. But for right now, David, let's hop back in.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text, 252-582-5028.
That's right. We're in the studio today with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shah, a lot of people don't know this, but you are also one of the world-leading experts on which candies are the best. I got to ask you this.
Which candies?
That's right.
Like a W-I-T-C-H?
Not like a Hermione Granger type.
That is an unfortunate homophone.
Right, yeah.
On today's episode.
Nice, dude. I hadn't thought about that.
I don't know. Wow.
What was I going to say? What was I talking about? I'm thinking about fifth grade candy. Grammar. Oh, yes,
sorry, John. Sorry.
No, you're good.
My
you're
bad,
good.
No, folks.
It's all good. It's all good. Halloween candies. What's your favorite? Like, what's your go-to? This is what I'm getting for Halloween.
Like, what do I take out of kids' baskets?
That's not what I meant, but now that's what I mean.
Yeah, like Gavin is walking by, like, hey,
yeah,
hey.
Like, that's mine.
You can't have those. Those aren't
I
good for you.
I have one. That's, but, one of them is mine. You took mine.
And then
okay.
Like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, but seriously, I'm taking that one.
Nerds. Yeah.
See, I always pictured you as a chocolate guy. I think Ryan, he didn't say but he would have said like sour.
I said the Nerds rope.
I
don't do that as much anymore.
Right.
I will not be doing it coming up soon. It's not good for my health.
Right.
Not so good. That's well, good. We're talking in terms of Halloween today. You know, obviously that's on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I feel like we get tripped up here, or as Christians, we don't really know where to insert ourselves in this conversation.
We don't know where to land.
Yeah. How should we think about Halloween? What is okay? What is not okay? Is it okay at all? Should we run the opposite direction? Where do we fall on this issue of Halloween, and really, what is it?
Well, let me just say this to start with. Where I grew up, every day was Halloween.
Really?
Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was all about demons and false gods and goddesses and goddesses with tongues hanging out and and demons under their feet, but they themselves are demons. I mean, it's just horrible.
Ooh.
It was so I grew up around that, and so I'll say it right up front, I don't think we need to be fast and loose when it comes to evil. We need
true.
To be careful.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be guarded, and I don't get into scary movies. To tell you a funny story, one of my friends back in church, this is when I was like 7 or 8 years old, very young.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I was a tad bit older than that. Maybe I was 10 years old. But the family had just got a VCR. And so he called me over. He said, hey, come on over. We're going to watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, I'm coming. And the movie was Poltergeist.
Oof. Oh no!
Yikes.
Like that was like the big one in the '80s, wasn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
It was horrible. It's evil.
Wow.
In every way. Well, anyways, I'm 10. He somehow found that movie somewhere on, maybe an uncle gave it to him or whatever it was. I don't know. I don't think his parents watched stuff like that either.
Right.
So I went over to his house. It's just me and him. His mom worked as a nurse at night, so she is asleep in her bedroom.
She has no clue.
She has no clue what buddy boy is doing. his dad's at work. I'm not at home. I'm at his home.
Yeah.
And so he turns it on, and it's Poltergeist.
Uh-huh.
I had no clue. I had no idea what that movie was about.
Right.
I hadn't seen scary movies. Indian scary movies are scary, but they're kind of just like leave you in a funk, like, what's wrong with the world?
Yeah.
The Western scary movies are in your face. Blah,
yeah,
you
this know? Is like
you're
crazy,
like, oh,
right
oh,
up
oh,
in
my
your
heart.
Face.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
like, they just want to startle you at every moment.
Now, did he know this movie? Had he seen the movie already?
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm sure he heard the adults talking about it or whatever it was. But anyways, so he turns it on. And of course, it's creepy as anything.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. And guess what? He crawls up behind me.
Coward. What a coward.
He sits behind me, and he's looking from behind me. And I am full-blown taken in this evil, and I'm not going to talk about what the movie was about.
Yeah.
If you've seen it, you know it. If you haven't, don't do it.
Yeah, you're better for it.
Don't watch it.
Don't do it. Don't let kids watch it. It's not good. And it really, really did a number on me.
Really?
Oof. Oh, yeah. It was scary. It was just evil.
Yeah. You know, the worst part about stuff like that is even to this day, how many years ago would you say that was? That had to be at least 40 something years ago.
At least 40, yeah.
But I bet you could still pull it up to this day.
Oh,
you
yes.
could still recall it.
Yes, I remember portions of that movie. I'm not going to talk about it, but portions of that movie as if I just saw it last night.
Yeah. I think that's the worst part about stuff like that is the stuff you fall into when you're young, even if it's you fall into it innocently, stays with you forever.
Yeah. With you. Yeah,
never,
yeah, yeah.
You never escape it.
Right. Right. And I wish I had never seen that. So anyways, I grew up in a culture like that. Mm-hmm. Of course, I saw this and it forever, you know, did a number on me. But So coming to America and seeing one day dedicated to that is not necessarily scary or anything like that for me, but it just reminded me of the evil that is trying to penetrate this culture. Okay? So right from the upfront, I want to say it. Evil should not be glorified. Evil should not be entertained. It's best not to do that.
Right. Do you think at one point that was the purpose of Halloween and it is no longer? Or do you think it's still trying to kind of claw its way into our society?
Well, Halloween, you know, has its roots in Samhain. It's in the Celtic festival. And it was just to sort of glorify the pagan gods, goddesses, ghosts, gremlins, and all that kind of stuff. And so that's the roots of Halloween. And then with the coming of Christianity, it was sort of given a new meaning, new purpose. How can we now as a people look at these familiar festivals, seasons, but through our new, renewed, biblically based eyes.
Right.
And so they call this the All Hallows Eve, right? November 1st, All Hallows Eve, which became Halloween, right?
Right.
So this is the day that you remember all the saints. This is the day you remember even your elders who passed on, who served God or did good things in life or blessed you or whatever. So it became that day.
All Hallows Eve sort of was a Christian attempt to leverage that pagan tradition for good, for the good of the
Right, day. October 31st.
I got you.
All Hallows Eve, that evening became that. And so it was, you know, dress up like a saint. Don't dress up like an evil spirit.
Right.
Those kind of things were what people did. And so you're going back into somewhere about the 8th century AD with Pope Gregory the Third. You know, he decided to sort of convert this Samhain into a Christianized festival.
That's awesome, because that pretty much implies that the Christian tradition of Halloween has been around longer than the non-Christian tradition of
Halloween. In a sense, I would say definitely.
Yeah.
But now folks, listen, don't buy into the lies from the Jehovah's Witness and the half-researched, half-baked theories of some people that Christmas also was a pagan festival. And Easter also was a pagan festival. Yeah. And Easter comes from Astarte. No. Just because this one was Christianized does not mean that every Christian festival was Christianized.
Right.
All Hallows Eve has nothing to do with the life of Jesus Christ. Christmas and Easter do. So those are very different festivals.
They're cemented in New Testament evidence.
Right. Of course, dates you can disagree with and say, was it on the 26th or was it on January the 6th? Was it it's somewhere in that vicinity is all I'm going to say. I think it was closer to December 25th than we realized.
Yeah.
And Easter had nothing to do with Astarte. I've covered that in a message before. Maybe we can talk about it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Halloween and what to do about it. So this is different. I don't want to bring in the Easter, but again, I just want to let you know, has nothing to do with Astarte, has nothing to do with the pagan Babylonian goddess. People sitting up in Scandinavia did not think about the Babylonian goddess.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, you know, poor druids are like, oh, we want to be like the Chaldeans. You know, it wasn't like that.
it's kind of interesting because I think a lot of churches fall somewhere on the spectrum in between, hey, we're going all out for Halloween, leverage it for the gospel, or we're going to avoid it like the plague because it's always been evil. And then I feel like a majority of churches are somewhere in between where they're like, we're going to do it, but we're going to not have scary costumes.
Yeah.
Or we're going to do it, but we're just going to pass out candy in our trunk.
Yeah.
I don't know where to land.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get shamed by people. You get what do you call it? The Halloween shamed. So All Hallows shame.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok circulating around where it was this like girl and her daughter dressed up like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. And she's like, you know, as Christians, we don't celebrate Halloween, but we still like to dress up and have fun. And then someone stitched it and was like, yep, that's all we're doing. That's all we want to do. He's like, we're not Christians, but that's all we want to do on Halloween is dress up and have fun.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sacrifice anybody to any pagan gods. I just want to get some candy.
Yeah. So I take the view that we should do something that Christians did, mm-hmm. which is don't let this festival, whether it had pagan beginnings or not, to just be in the hands of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So use it for something good.
That's right.
That's why I applaud churches that do trunk treats mm-hmm. Or Christians that give out candy, but they do it in a different setting, or they give out a tract with it,
mm-hmm.
or they have a Christian message to go along with it. That's what I've chosen to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why let somebody ruin it?
Yeah.
Just because it started wrong does not mean that you cannot finish it right.
Right. Exactly. You said this before on the show and just in conversation, Dr. Shah, but just because something begins wrong or has roots or foundations that we might not align up with, that doesn't mean that we throw it out altogether. Yeah. We don't discard it entirely.
I mean, just look at life itself, right? Or the history of life itself. Adam and Eve were in the garden, or Adam, the man, Eve, the woman. The names haven't changed yet, but Adam and the woman were in the garden. They sinned, and because of sin, now they're kicked out of the garden,
mm-hmm.
and now begins childbearing.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam names his wife Eve, as she became the mother of all living. Now, if you go with that logic, then we shouldn't have any kids, because kids began after sin.
Yeah, that's true.
Sin came in.
Yep.
Now, it's not the cause, but it began after that
after
point.
After sin, yeah.
Or how about music? Music began with those people known as, the individual known as Jubal, right? That's where we get the idea, Jubilee, mm-hmm. Jubilate. But no, we enjoy music. We have a whole book in the Bible called the Psalms.
Right.
We mm-hmm. love our worship time.
That's right.
But if you go with the idea that, you know, Jubal, that's where the music began, and that's not, you know, those people were not very godly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess do away with music.
Yeah, we just have a world with no music.
No music, because it began with Jubal, who belonged to a time which did not regard God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go by that, it's what I like to call the Genesis fallacy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the genesis of something was evil
mm-hmm.
does not mean that you cannot make it good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, you see that. I mean, even looking at, like, in modern worship stuff, you see a lot of worship songs that people will completely cross out of their list because it came out that the person who wrote this song about 15 years ago had a tweet that was a little questionable. So
yeah,
that song, even though it's blessed a lot of people in our church, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I also think, like, with the New Testament, like, more than half of the New Testament was written by Paul, who at one point was a murderer,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But God used that sin, maybe not use that sin, but he took what was evil,
mm-hmm.
what the enemy meant for evil, and turned it to good.
Right. And so use that for something good.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, you'd lose a good opportunity while people go downtown
mm-hmm.
collecting candies from the big stores, or mm-hmm. they go through a mall trick-or-treating, or go through neighborhoods. Why don't I come to church and hear Christian music playing in the background, godly people welcoming everybody and say, hey, guys, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you for being here. Hey, here's our church service times. Here our youth group meets, and we'd love to have your kids come to Sunday school or Bible study or Awana or whatever. Why not do that?
Yeah.
And if they're dressed up, let them dress up. Now, for our church kids, we tell them no scary costumes,
right?
Because we have a lot
boundaries.
Of we have boundaries. We tell them no scary costume, but you can dress up any way you want to. You can dress up TV characters if you want to,
mm-hmm.
cartoons, Marvel, no problem. No scary ones,
right?
Is all we tell them to do,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then there are other kids who come from the community, and they're all, you know, dressed up. We don't like you got to go back.
Yeah.
Now just come on in.
Yeah,
just get some candy and hey. Bring your kids to Awana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring your kids to our Blaze Ministry on Sunday mornings.
That's right.
I mean, if Martin Luther can take October 31st and post the 95 Theses to the wall,
mm-hmm.
through the door of the Wittenberg,
mm-hmm.
right? Why not do the same?
That's right.
Such a great point. Can we not engage with culture just like he did?
He did it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were not over there going to say, hey,
this day is set apart for.
We got to lay low.
Lay low. Yeah. We just need to boycott this. Not today. I'll put it tomorrow.
Post it tomorrow. Just post it on the first.
Yeah.
We got a few minutes left on the show. Do you want to kind of run through what we did last week?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like Dr. Shaw said, what we do here at Clearview is trunk treats. And we have tons of people from the church decorate their trunks. You know, we'll have like one year we had like a Mario themed trunk, and then there's one that was like under the sea, and then, you know, they kind of go all out and decorate their trunks and bring candy. We've got both candy items and then some non-candy items because sometimes kids have allergies and sensitivities to food. And then we open up to our Awana kids, but also kids from the community. We put the word out and say, hey, you're welcome here. Mm-hmm. So we have people come and walk through the line, get tons of candy, bags filled with candy. We had the Kona ice truck here. We had a food truck here, coffee, hot chocolate. You just try to make it fun, try to make it exciting and make it to where the church is the center for what's happening.
Absolutely.
In culture. It the really church is a hub of activity.
Yeah.
It should draw people.
That's right.
Yeah. It really is no different than any other outdoor event that we do, other than the fact that it's at night and everyone's in costume. David, you guys played, you guys did a worship set.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great time. And I've always loved, Dr. Shah, how much emphasis you put on trunk treats and how big of an event it actually is.
Oh yes, it needs
because,
to be.
Yeah, because people see that support from their pastor and now they feel safe. They don't have to feel guilty for dressing up, having fun on Halloween.
And the great thing about trunk treats too is people are already looking for things to bring their kids to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're already looking for where can we go? Where are we going to who's passing out candy?
Yeah, we're going out for
so
Halloween.
So they're already doing that. Why not give them a reason to come to church?
Mm-hmm. See, I love Puritan values, right? I love that the fact of living a holy life, building your family on godly values, all that stuff. But also keep in mind, Puritans sometimes goofed up.
Mm.
Okay, they goofed up when it came to Halloween. They were like, no Halloween celebration. But then they also said, no Christmas and no Easter either.
Wow, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
why?
Where are the Puritans now?
Yeah, they're gone, man.
Gone.
They're gone. Yeah.
So I don't want to be gone. I want to be making a lasting influence.
That's right.
Or having people who will come after us who will make a lasting influence and celebrate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And not let the world or the devil steal it away.
That's right. I mean, if you're out there and you have a conviction that you want to do something for your church for Halloween, man, get your pastor on board. Because I'm telling you, when people see that he's on board and that he's liking it and he's having fun, it's going to blow up. I would say trunk treats is one of our biggest things that we
certainly.
Do throughout
it
the year.
Certainly is. Yeah. It's a tremendous event. I mean, the parking lot here at church is filled with people, adults and kids.
Yeah, we got like the fire department that comes out. Mm-hmm. They bring the fire trucks. They put them big giant.
We actually some different. We did
block.
This year. We had miniature horses out there.
Yeah, that's right.
For the kids to kind of walk up and interact with.
My son was going crazy over those. He wanted to ride. He was Mario, and we have our 1 year old was Luigi, and he was like, "I want to ride the horse." I was like, "Mario doesn't ride a horse, bud. You should have been Zelda."
He said, "I don't care about that.
Nah.
I'm not trying to work for continuity. I want to be
I was
on
like,
that.
You could have
horse.
Been Frodo, man. And then it would have actually looked appropriate, but."
No,
I don't know.
Not so much.
He wanted to be Mario. I was Donkey Kong, but mine was just a brown shirt and a tie.
Nice.
I always get the cop out. The cop out costumes.
Yeah.
What were you?
Elizabeth and I were zookeepers, and our kids were the animals in the zoo.
That's cute.
So sometimes it feels like we're zookeepers in our house.
Very true. Very true.
Well, Dr. Shaw, as we close, what words of advice would you give to people, especially who are in a ministry context, who want to do something but are searching for like what's the best way to go about this, or what is the rationale that I can present as to why we should engage with people on Halloween?
I would definitely tell you don't engage with evil.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from evil. Having said that, go be the salt and light. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you are to shine the light of mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. You are to be the salt that flavors the culture. How mm-hmm. can you do that if you run away?
That's right.
So run to the culture, but run to the culture with Christ. So capture Halloween for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I love that. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, if you have questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Let us know what you do at your church or your community to engage with people, bring the gospel into your communities on October the 31st and every day.
Maybe the pastors could actually deliver the sermon in costume. I'm just saying it could be a really great thing.
Interesting. Could be. I don't know. Let us know if you try that. Let us know how it goes. John, what are we doing on tomorrow's episode?
Tomorrow we are talking about something really, really special. We are talking about how George Mueller got saved.
Nice.
Who George Mueller is?
I do. We're going to find out.
If you don't, you're going to find out tomorrow.
Tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.